Good morning and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Mo'ili'ili Honganji. Mo'ili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.mo'ili'ilihonganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by the Morikubo family, in memory of deceased family members. Our speaker this morning is Mrs. Nancy Shimamoto, former president of the Mo'ili'ili Honganji Kyodan. Good morning, Mrs. Shimamoto.
Good morning and aloha. I am Nancy Shimamoto, member of Mo'ili'ili Honganji Temple. What a privilege to be your White Way speaker once again. Getting older and feeling young at heart is my topic today. 2 years ago, in February 2020, several other temple members and I were honored at the Keido Kai ceremony, which was part of our annual membership meeting and Shinen Enkai. This was just before COVID-19, so we were recognized in the temple full of people. Remember those days of no masks and no social distancing? Looking back, it seems so long ago. In Japanese, Keido means expressing gratitude to the aged for their contributions, and Kai means ceremony. We received certificates and goodie bags, and I felt so honored to be celebrated in everyone's presence. Some people say the older I get, the less I want to be reminded about my birthday because it means I'm getting that much older. Personally, though, I love birthdays because it means I'm still alive. I like to think that the more birthdays I have, the longer I'm living. I'm not ready for the alternative yet. Birthdays are very important in our lives, no matter what our age, from 1 to over 100. Our birthday marks the anniversary of our birth that comes around every year on the same date. Family and close friends remember and celebrate with us. The happy birthday song is dedicated to us, and we might receive birthday cards, birthday gifts, or a birthday cake with a candle for each year. As an aside, I want to thank Mo'ili'ili Honganji for mailing personal birthday greeting cards to each of us on our birthday. It is a small gesture, but it means the world to us. Aging is a process that we all go through from the moment we are born. When we were little, grown-ups usually asked us, "How old are you?" We would reply proudly, like, "I'm 4.5 years old, going on 5. Later, we dislike being asked our age. We whisper our birthday to the clerk at the pharmacy when we pick up our prescriptions. As the years go by, like children, we begin to brag about our age. After all, there are perks like Social Security, senior discount cards, travel deals, senior menus, and AARP publications, plus more. I love it when some curious person looks at me and asks my age. When I tell them my age, their response is usually, "Really? I can't believe it. You look so young for your age." Or, "You don't look that old." Well, that's music to my ears. I'd like to share a poem entitled "Lady in the Mirror," which goes like this. She sat and stared at the mirror, wondering where the years had gone. Although she saw her image looking back at her, she could see the image of the girl she used to be. The girl with the dancing eyes, her golden hair cascading down her back. She looks again, her hair now gray. She smiles at her memories of her dancing days. The smooth skin of youth all but gone. In place, laughter lines around her eyes. She smiles once more. The dancing girl still there, deep inside. Each wrinkle she has earned, each shows how she has enjoyed her life. Each year that has passed, with their ups and downs, their laughter and their tears, she wouldn't have it any other way. End of poem. I hope you were able to relate to the poet's words. It is true that we may see an older version of ourselves in the mirror, but there is still the image of our younger selves. As we reflect on the years that have flown by, we can appreciate all the memories we've made and the journey we are still on. Doing so will keep us young at heart. There is still that young girl deep inside. If you are like me, we grew up in the 1940s, 50s, and 60s. Come with me as we take a stroll down memory lane. As that girl I used to be, I distinctly remember playing with paper dolls, jacks, beanbags, fiddlesticks, jump rope, and the hula hoop. We made decisions by saying, eeny, meeny, miny, moe, and started games with jankenpo, paper, scissors, and stone. We listened to the radio and used our imagination. We had 45 RPM records with the funny big hole in the middle. TV came in the 1950s, but we didn't have one in our house until the 60s. Telephones were mounted on the wall, one per house, and we all had party lines. Girls wore flared or pleated skirts, and the boys wore bell-bottom pants. We did the bunny hop and had fun at sock hops. We grew up at the best possible time, a time when the world was getting better. Today, more than 99% of our generation is either retired or deceased. I feel privileged to have lived in the best of times. In the intervening years, we've witnessed unimaginable changes in every facet of life and saw our country grow in leaps and bounds. We've had to make major shifts and transitions to keep up with everything happening at lightning speed, especially in the field of technology. Learning to adapt and go with the flow became our mantra. We've seen it all. Thank goodness for advancements in medicine and technology. Many of us who grew up in the best of times are benefiting, living way beyond life's expectancy. Highly knowledgeable physicians and specialists guide us through treatments and medication. We have resources and services in our community that we can easily access for assistance. As most of you know, at Mo'ili'ili Honganji, we have Project Dana that offers services to the frail kupuna, disabled persons, and their caregivers to maintain their dignity and general well-being. There are many community placements with services for the aging, such as senior living communities, adult residential care homes, private care homes, nursing homes, and a whole array of facilities available should the need arise. This is a funny story that may have happened at one of these assisted living centers. The people who lived there had small apartments, but they all ate together at a central dining room. One morning, one of the residents didn't show up for breakfast, so his friend went upstairs and knocked on his door to see if everything was okay. She could hear him through the door, and he said that he was running late and would be down shortly. An hour later, he still hadn't arrived, so she went back up and found him on the stairs. He was coming down, but was having a hard time. He had a death grip on the handrail, and he seemed to have trouble getting his legs to work right. She offered to call an ambulance, but he said he wasn't in any pain and just wanted to have his breakfast. She helped him get to the dining room. After a nice meal, when he tried to get back to his room, he was completely unable to get up, so they finally called an ambulance for him. A couple of hours later, she called the hospital to see how he was doing. The receptionist said he was fine. He just had both of his legs in one side of his boxer shorts. End of story. Did you laugh out loud? Remember, laughing is the best medicine for young and old, so laugh it up wherever you go. One nice aspect of being older is being respected and valued for our wisdom. Wisdom is gained from all the experiences we've gone through over the years, plus some good old common sense and being able to reflect on our successes as well as failures. Old people have a lot to offer to make sound decisions and sensible judgments. Just ask us. Most of us have volumes of stories and adventures to share that need to be captured before memory fails. Let's embrace the aging seniors. We are like fine wine, and expensive antiques. Betty White, a beloved TV star of our time and one of the legendary Golden Girls, who passed away on December 31, 2021, would have been 100 years old on January 17th. This is her quote. "So, you may not be as fast on your feet and the image on your mirror may be a little disappointing, but if you are still functioning and not in pain, gratitude should be the name of the game." End of quote. She is right on. As Buddhists, let us live our lives expressing gratitude every day. As I scan the obituaries in the paper each day, I'm filled with gratitude because I have not come across my name yet. When you get up in the morning, think of what a precious privilege it is to be alive, to breathe, to smile, to feel, to enjoy, and to put our hands together in gassho. Namo Amida Butsu. Please stay healthy, happy, and be sure to always feel young at heart. Thank you.
Thank you, Mrs. Shimamoto, for your Dharma message. To re-listen to the message, please check our website at www.moililihongwanji.org. Tomorrow, Sunday, February 6, 2022, the speaker at our 9 a.m. Zoom remembrance service will be the Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani of Mo'ilili Hongwanji Temple. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, the Marie Kobo family, and our speaker, Mrs. Nancy Shimamoto. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be the Reverend Thomas Okano, former bishop of the Honpa Hongwanji Mission of Hawaii. Namo Amida Butsu.